Well,
what you're talking about is what causes us to eat the wrong foods. When we feel that discomfort, dis-ease, we go and we eat something sweet, or, you know, we could do something that's bad for ourselves. Instead of, like you say, sit down and have a way to process this so we don't get lost, and we have a direction and we have a structure within us to solve our own problems.
Right.
And to deal with this feeling of dis-ease instead of eating something and then feeling more dis-eased.
We were just speaking a little bit about how sometimes when we're stressed out, we can eat the wrong foods or eat compulsively. And Shoshana has a book called Feeling Light, and it's the holistic solution to permanent weight loss and wellness. And I'd just like, Shoshana, if you could just talk a little bit about maybe your motivation behind the book or some tools that we could use.
Sure. You know, one of the big problems when you have issues around food is that you go from diet to diet. And the whole motivation with the book is really not only for people that have issues with weight and food, but just anyone that has issues with food, because there are a lot of people suffering with food that don't actually put the weight on. They just make a lot of poor choices around food. But it's really that the problem is on the inside, that it's the weight is really a non-issue. It's really about healing inside. And when you can heal that split between your mind, your body, your spirit, and your mouth, you can really resolve any kind of issues you're having with food. And so a lot of times food is used in excess so someone can feel themselves. And what I mean by that is that that the more you eat and the more uncomfortable you get in your stomach and the more distressed you feel, it's like you get into this space. It's like you're craving to feel something by doing that to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so oftentimes people are doing it just to so that they can feel. And that's really underneath it. And so to work with feeling your feelings without having to do that is very powerful. And to start speaking it through your mouth, you know, issues with food have a lot to do with what possibly you're saying too much. Maybe you have like a verbal kind of diarrhea, you know, where you talk too much and then you have to run and stuff your face because you just did that.
Mm-hmm.
Or, on the other hand, you're not speaking enough. You're not speaking up. You're making everyone happy. You're doing and saying everything everybody wants you to say. And then you run into the kitchen to eat so you can feel yourself again, so you can feel your feelings and know who you are, because you spend the rest of your life acting like you're everybody else.
And lots of times, I know for me, sometimes I feel so much that there's so much emotion or so many thoughts going on in my head that I can pick up something compulsively to eat so that I calm down.
So that you don't feel your feelings.
So that I don't feel my feelings, or so that I have better control of them so they actually calm down.
A better place would be go make a cup of tea and sit down with a pen and paper and journal.
Mm-hmm. And lots of times it's really setting up different behaviors, because what ends up happening is there is behaviors get set into stone and you just keep doing them, you keep repeating them and repeating them. So
exactly.
It's stopping.
But now you can repeat something else, which as soon as you feel that and remember that feeling, that pattern that you do every time, it's like you're so sick of doing it, you've done it so many times, and there's a part of you, that a little light bulb that has to go off and say, okay, here it is again, I hate this, we don't like this, we're not going to do this anymore, let's get the heck out of this kitchen and go somewhere else. And then right. then that becomes the pattern. And then you're like sitting there clapping your hands. We did it. We did it. We got out of that negative pattern again. And then you do it and do it and do it. And then it becomes second nature to you. And then you look at other people that are doing it. And it isn't you anymore. When you, which is what you wanted all along, because you always saw people walking around without this problem. And it's like, why shouldn't it be you? Why shouldn't you be healthy within yourself that you can deal with your problems without stuffing your face? So this is the motivation for writing my book, because this has been an issue for me my whole life and my family. I have five sisters. Half are obese and half are not. The ones that aren't have a bigger problem than the ones that are, because they get to eat. I mean, it's so complicated. And my mother, who was overweight her whole life, is now so skinny. And my one sister can't wait to get older so she can get skinny. It's this crazy, crazy, crazy thing. And the most important thing is for us to feed ourselves, treat ourselves wonderful, be good to ourselves with food. Stop beating ourselves up with food. It's like it's awful what we do inside. And so when you can reconnect and get in touch with your feelings and feel your feelings, you stop beating yourself up with food and you find peace and connection and love and honor and remembering yourself and all that stuff we already talked about.
Yeah, and how, I mean, I think it is completely changing the relationship that we have to food. It is knowing that food, when we sit down with it, is actually there to feed our soul. It's, you know, it's a gift from God.
Yes.
And so when we look at food like this, we eat it differently.
Yes.
You know, it gets processed in our body differently when we look at it. We're not shoving it in our mouth when we're taking time with it and to enjoy it.
I know, but when you say that, it's one thing, but it's like, teaching people to really do that and to really do that yourself is a completely different story for
me. Oh, tell me about it. I'm like, just, it doesn't always happen with me, but I'm, it's, you know, I talk about it so it will start to happen more and more.
Well, maybe there's something you and I can put together right now for people that have this same problem. And one of the things I can say is to listen to yourself chewing, to really taste it in the moment. One of the problems is you eat it so fast, it's done. It's like, where's the rest? It's gone already? I want more.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's eating too much rather than what you're eating. But if you really taste it and really chew it and really say, okay, I'm going to be here right now in this moment, in this second with my food, and I'm going to be here while I'm eating it. See, again, it's that same concept, you know, in when you started saying about my relationship with food, it's really about your relationship to yourself.
Right.
And that I'm feeding myself now. And I'm giving myself vegetables, and I'm giving myself whole grains, and I'm not eating foods that are filled with so much sugar all the time to take me out of myself. But I'm eating healthy, wholesome, organic foods that are nourishing my body. I'm doing cabbage juicing right now. Oh, my gosh, is it fabulous.
You're doing
cabbage juicing.
Cabbage juicing. Okay, you need to explain cabbage juicing.
Well, you just get it. You have a juicer, a Mr.
Mm-hmm.
Juicer, whatever you have, and you take, you know, I'm drinking 4 ounces twice a day. It takes about a half to a whole cabbage, depending upon the size, for that amount. And you just put that cabbage in the juicer. You can add an apple in there if you want. You can add a little bit of garlic clove. You can add carrot juice, but that's a little high in sugar for me. I just like the cabbage by itself. And it just is really sparking up that the digestive fire, the furnace. It's really, really getting it going to process the food, and it has a lot of vitamins, and I just have so much energy. The other thing you can do that's on page 152 of my Feeling Light book is the Feeling Light smoothie, which we lovingly call Rocket Fuel, and it's a green drink with black strap molasses and aloe vera and black cherry juice.
Yeah, I saw that in there. I'm going to make that as well.
Yeah, nutritional yeast, bee pollen, and flaxseed oil, and then you add in like 1 cup of soy milk or apple juice or, you know, a liquid that you like, and it's really wonderful. And we need to get back into eating these organic foods, these very, very healthy foods, and stay away from processed, high-sugar-laden foods. Really makes you feel more balanced.
Right. And in your book, you talk about a lot of different ways to approach. You bring in the Tai Chi and the Qigong, and you talk about the different foods and the different superfoods. And what else do you think in your book?
The flower essences for the emotional component of overeating. You just take a few drops of these flower essences, and they help you to heal the emotional aspect of overeating. There's also self-acupressure, where you can press various points in your ear to strengthen the stomach energy, so you don't need as much food, to strengthen the kidney energy so you have more willpower. There's a hunger point that you can press to get rid of your cravings. And also meditation is very important. And detoxification, we have a 17 days of raw fruits and vegetables that's very helpful to cleanse the body of toxins and to reset yourself with food and the foods that you choose.
Yeah, because a lot of it's craving.
Yes.
At some point, because there is so much sugar in the body, that so to, you know, detox ourselves. And actually, detoxing is a great idea anyways. There's so many toxins out there in the world and in the air, that's important to keep that as a process in our lives, I believe.
Yeah, and you can do a mono fast 1 day a week of eating one healthy food, such as organic apples. Just eat apples and purified water all day, and that's 1 day a week to just, you know, it's very, very helpful as well.
Well, great. And we're going to come back right after this moment to talk a little bit more, and maybe you can give us some ideas on ways that we can move into the holiday season stress-free and approach the food, all the fun holiday food, without any stress. And I would love to, Shoshana, just for some tools that we can use going into the holiday season around food, and how can we approach the holidays? I know a lot of people have a lot of stress and a lot of fear around that.
Yeah, sure, especially after we just passed Halloween and Thanksgiving. It's like when you know that's approaching, you're like, oh, how am I going to get through this? But hopefully you did well with both of those and can continue honoring yourself coming into the Christmas and the Hanukkah season. But I think basically you need to really think, sit down, and take a few moments for yourself and really talk to yourself about this, about how it is. Think about now and your anxiety about, you know, moving forward and how you're going to behave, you know, mind and mouth, you know, what you're going to put in your mouth and how you're going to feel from it, and how you want to feel coming out of it, you know, how you're going to want to feel on January 1st, that you got through it and that you got through it in the way that you wanted to get through it. And so take that time and even jot down a few commitments to yourself. It's not to say you can't have any of these wonderful holiday goodies. It's just how much and when. And
what's going to make you feel good?
What is going to make you feel good? You. Just you. That's that same thing of really tuning into yourself. And if it's a piece of pie that you want, go for it. And when you're eating it, really
enjoy it.
Be there. Smell it. Feel it, taste it, enjoy every minute of it, and when you're done with it, and be thrilled because you feel normal. It didn't grab you. It didn't make you want more of it. You know, you satisfied yourself, and you also satisfied yourself not only with the food, but the fact that you behaved the way you dreamt about behaving, and that you committed to yourself what it is you wanted to commit. So that's why take some time and really create a picture. Draw it, write about it, and make a commitment to yourself of how you want to be in this holiday season, and then do it. Be responsible to yourself and honor what it is you really want for yourself, and you'll be fine.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. You're welcome.
And thank you for being with us today, and we really appreciate all the tools that you've given us and all of your knowledge and expertise.
And I'm glad I was here, Marla.
Yeah, and if you could just tell our guests how that we can find you.
Oh, yes. My website is healing4u.com. That's the word healing, the number 4, the letter U, dot com.